Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course. It'll be a great introduction to the basic concepts that we build on with these challenges. Our challenges follow a daily and weekly rhythm to really keep us in sync as a community. Every Monday, I introduce a new idea. Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Wednesday, we see how that transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to see it transform our actions. Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest. And then Sunday's our day for community, especially Christian community. We have a brand new Christian community that we're going to be starting in Ajax very soon. September 21st, we have a new church community that's going to be meeting in Ajax really to connect people of all ages around learning what it means to follow Jesus. If you're a busy commuter, you probably know that you don't get to spend a lot of time with kids during the week if you have children. We're going to develop a church where kids, adults, seniors all find themselves in one room together learning about Jesus. That's not going to be over the heads of the kids, and it's not going to be so dumbed down the adults get bored. It's going to be really exciting, and I hope to see you there. Look for more information at redeemerajax.ca or redeemthecommute.com. Believe it or not, this is our last week of a series we've been following for a long time now, Pioneer Story. We've been reading through the book of Acts as a community. We read a lot in the very beginning because there are a lot of really key stories, and we've kind of skipped through a lot at the end, but we've made it through the highlights of the book of Acts as we've seen quite a bit of development in the Christian church, how the very first followers of Jesus first gathered together and formed communities, and as that network of Christians grew and grew and grew. We're calling this week Pioneer Potential, because this week we're going to see how much potential there is in this Christian movement to keep on growing and transforming lives around the world. We're going to see that in particular because of the way the book of Acts ends. A friend of mine in university really quickly became involved in student politics. First of all, with the faculty society, then got elected to a position of leadership for the entire university. Got degrees in multiple different fields. Last time I ran into him, he mentioned that he was going to law school. My wife and I both walked away from that chance encounter on the street one day and said, you know what, he's going to be prime minister one day. He's just somebody who's always passionate about politics. He writes interesting articles, shares them on social media. He's getting all the things in place that he needs to run for office someday. It's an active part of a political party and readily shares what that party is doing and promotes it to others. It didn't surprise me at all last week when he posted on Facebook that he was moving to Ottawa. It's exactly what I would have expected. He's now going to be in the place where he's going to have the most access to influential and powerful people, where he'll be able to get involved in a lot of interesting and fascinating and important work, where he's going to have access to the institutions that keep our nation running. He's going to be in exactly the place he needs to be to launch a career in politics. There are places like this for every industry. If you want to make it big in musical theater, you go to Broadway, New York. If you want to be big in technology, you go to the Silicon Valley. There are these hotspots for every industry where you'll have access to the institutions and the people, the opportunities to begin a career. For one early Christian leader, Paul, Rome was that place. Not because he wanted to get ahead and make it big, but because he was completely devoted to the good news of Jesus and seeing that get ahead and go big time. That's what he was all about, and Rome was the place to do that. And he seemed to be bent on getting there, as we can read a couple times throughout the scriptures. We see one time in Acts and one time elsewhere a really clear sense that he wants to get to Rome. He's got intentions to be there. Here's the one from the book of Acts. He says, "After I've gone there, I must see Rome," in Acts 19. What do you think Paul was trying to do by getting to Rome? What do you think the temptations were going to be to throw him off of his actual motive? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.